Grandma, I've heard the story before of how in college you were discriminated against pursuing certain careers in junior college, when you were young. I just wanted to hear your version of that story.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think it's an interesting story for anyone to hear and not boring because, for one thing, it shows between 1950 and 2014 how many advances women have made for women's rights and their acceptance in all professions. I think they're still second-class citizens, and there's a lot of ways that they could work to be more equal with men. But anyway, when I went to junior college, I had an idea that I wanted to be an engineer, and this was largely because so many in my family, my father's brothers, had become engineers, and everyone talked about them and all their accomplishments. And so I took all the courses that you would take at that time in your first 2 years of college to go into a major in this when you went to the flat, to transferred to a real college, to a big college. So I took math and college chemistry and physics and all these classes. And I was very successful because I was a good student. I worked hard and did everything. And I discovered that I was in our classes, there was maybe one or maybe two women at the most in all these classes. And I found to get the best grades, which made me happy and my family happy. But I found out one day the first time that really hit me was when a man in my class came up to me and said, "What's wrong with you making the curve so high and getting such good grades when all you're ever going to do is get married and be a housewife?" And I felt discriminated against, of course, by his attitude, but also it made me feel like, well, maybe I should just be a housewife. Maybe that's all I was good for. But anyway, for whatever reasons, it hurt me so much and it disturbed me so much that rightly or wrongly, when I went to Berkeley the next year, the next semester, and set up my program for my major and everything, I changed over to English and Spanish and English major. And instead of pursuing engineering. And I think looking back, it shows, one, as I say, the progress women have made, but also for me it's important to remember that it's, in the long run, these choices and the changes we make and the chance things that happen to us in our life, mm-hmm. they're not as important as how you live your life. Right. Because I turned out I did other things. I had a family. I had four children. I had four wonderful sons. After they were grown, I became a real estate agent, and I enjoyed that very, very much. And I had never thought I would be a salesperson. So, in the long run...
You weren't able to become an engineer because that's just how it was for women back then.
I probably could have continued with it, but they just put obstacles in one's way at that time.
Because that's just how it was.
That was the prevailing attitude of the times, which is wonderful now that it's changed.
Well, thanks for doing this interview, Grandma.
You're welcome, and I think the thing for you to remember is whatever your choices are or wherever fate leads you, your life will be successful no matter what they are.